Spain's Minister for Inclusion, Social Security, and Migration announced the country will grant legal status to migrants living and working in the country without authorization. Minister Elma Saiz called the government decree historic.
Hoy es un día histórico para nuestro país.
She said Spain is reinforcing a migratory policy based on human rights, integration, and coexistence that will be compatible with economic growth and social cohesion. Government sources estimate 500,000 migrants, mainly from Latin America and Africa, could apply. Some immigrants' rights groups said up to 800,000 people could benefit. The plan will allow migrants who had lived in Spain for at least 5 months as of last December 31st to apply for renewable legal residency and work permits for a year. Those with criminal records are not eligible. The government decree comes as legislation to legalize the country's undocumented residents has languished in the parliament. The leader of Spain's right-wing Vox party, Santiago Abascal, used rhetoric similar to President Trump's, saying legalizing the presence of hundreds of thousands of immigrants amounted to approving an invasion.
Este medio millón de regularizaciones.
Abascal said the legalization would result in millions more migrants arriving in Spain. He said that would lead to the collapse of the health system, housing, and social systems. He vowed to fight to overturn the decree. The right-wing Vox party leader and the leader of the Conservative Party also accused the government of trying to distract the public from last week's deadly train derailment, which caused 46 deaths and nearly 300 injuries. Like many industrialized, wealthier nations, Spain has a low birth rate and an aging population. Immigrants are critical to the country's agricultural, service, and tourist sectors. Figures show that Spain has stronger economic growth than France, Germany, and Italy. Immigrants make up about 14% of the Spanish workforce. Migration Minister Elma Saiz pointed to migration as a driver of the country's economic success and said Spain would be a beacon in the fight against the right wing.
Vamos a ser semilla y germen para luchar.
Saiz added that Spain would do everything in its power to put a stop to the advancing wave of the far right.
Todo lo que está en nuestras manos para frenarla.
The legalization initiative is Spain's second big break with U.S. policy in the last year. Spain already has angered Trump for refusing to abide by his demand that NATO countries increase their military spending to 5% of gross domestic product. The Spanish prime minister said the country instead needs to invest its money in healthcare, education, climate initiatives, and pensions. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.